Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Doing all right, and I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
We had some very sweet moments around here. My wife put together a little photo album of Amelia's year, and she opened it up, and she was so excited. And then just a few moments later, we look over, and she's crying. And we said, "What are you crying about?" "I just can't believe you've put all of my best moments in one book." Sweetest thing. Oh, my
that
goodness.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, wow. She's a doll. And my wife. We had a great Christmas around here. I hope everybody else did. And I know some of you, it wasn't so great, you know, that you live with a constant complainer, criticizer, blow-upper person. Oh, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. But God is good. And He'll build some character out of that or something.
He still shows up in the midst of that.
Yeah, trust me.
Count it all joy when faced with problems and trials.
Well, we would love for you to join us on the program today. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. It's just that simple. 1-800, write it down and call us. I don't know, people might be traveling. We might have an opening we've never had before. But 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. And as we approach year end, you know, if you want to give by phone or if you postmark it by midnight on the 31st, it counts. So it's not too late. But we will send you a copy, a gift of any amount. We'll send you a copy of a wall calendar that we put together, beautiful photography and all, as our way of saying thanks. Now, I don't think anybody gives to get the wall calendar. It's just It's just a way of saying thank you to you who give. We really do appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of ministries like ours, the election had a little bit of an impact, a distraction. And so we're playing catch up a little bit here at year end, and we do need your help. And it really determines so much of what we're able to do in the coming year. And so if God is leading you, or even if God isn't leading you, maybe shame or guilt. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But really help us if you can by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll thank you in a big way with a wall calendar. And if you join Club New Life, we'll say thanks with a thumb drive loaded with five teaching segments from New Life TV, a New Life cross, a Christmas ornament that you can use next year, and In Defense of Christian Counseling, a wonderful DVD, a CD by Henry Cloud, John Townsend, and Josh McDowell, and me. Hope that that will be a blessing to you. Well, the big question is, what are you going to do in the new year that's different from the old year? And we hope that you'll think about, maybe this is the time to come, be part of New Life, go to one of the intensives that could help you or someone in your family the very best. Yes, you going could actually help someone in your family if they don't like the way you're acting.
It might really do it.
Shake.
But here's the main thing. Do what God is leading you to do. And as I see it, God is never, ever asking us to love less. It's always love more. And sometimes that can be pretty tough. But I hope that there are people in your life that are showing you love today because they have been so inspired by the Christmas story and celebrating birth of Jesus. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn.
You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and we're going to go right to the calls here because I hope and pray that's why you listen to the program. Here's Betty from Cincinnati, Ohio. She listens on the internet. Hi, Betty. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. All right. Well, what's going on in your life today?
Currently separated from my husband of 3 years. It's been about 3 weeks now.
Oh, dear.
Long story short is that there has been a history of pornography, emotional affairs, most recently intimate pictures sent to a married woman.
Mm.
We've been through marriage counseling with a counselor that we got through, New Life. He's been to EMB, and we also did a marriage weekend with Family Life. And the most recent thing that sent us into this separation was a financial dispute. We're in no financial trouble at all, but to him, it seems like it. And it seems like his priority is finances. So I have come to a point in my life where I have exhausted everything to try and make this marriage work. And I feel like he's not meeting me anywhere. And so now I'm seriously considering divorce.
Hmm. So what's the question for us?
I guess I'm having a hard time establishing if that's exactly the route I need to go, mm-hmm. or if I need to give him more time.
Mm-hmm.
And what would more time do? Like what would you need him to do in that more time?
That he's not willing to do now.
Right.
Or what is...
I guess I would...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I guess, showing that myself, alone with our now 14-month-old child, are a priority in his life.
Mm. What would he need to be doing?
One, being vulnerable to where I can actually have an emotional relationship with him instead of being pushed away, bullied, mm-hmm. you know, made mm-hmm. blamed for everything.
Right.
And then just not put in a place that feeling that I have a dollar value.
Mm. Well, him talking about finances, given the things that he's involved with, mm-hmm. doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It comes out of his guilt.
I didn't think so either.
No, and right. you know, it's kind of like arranging pictures in the living room while the house is burning down. That'd be kind of
right.
silly.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know of anything else that he could do. You know, you've done so many things, and his willingness to go to stuff doesn't turn into willingness to sacrifice when he's tempted or whatever, or to say goodbye to old ways. So While I hope that you won't divorce, given that he's so financially motivated, that might be the thing. Like if you filed for divorce, that might be the thing that would finally get his attention and cause him to alter what he's doing after he goes to these things. Let's hear what Jill and Dave think might be the best.
Betty, I hear your emotion and in your heart, and you're wanting to know that he cares somewhere deep inside of him. It sounds like to have some opening that there might be a little bit of hope. And yet it sounds like his heart is really hardened. And as long as he's involved in his addictions, I don't think you're going to see that vulnerability. And really, he's been willing to do things, but like Steve is saying, there isn't this change. So he hasn't really been willing. It's like his body has shown up, but the rest of him hasn't been there.
That's right.
There's probably a pattern, a long pattern of that from childhood, too. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what your counselor felt about him. And did they kind of give up, or did he quit going, or what happened in the counseling?
When we first initially went, when I told him, because we had gone before, there was a break, and then once I had found out about the picture, told him he had to go back. And he went for an individual by himself maybe a couple times, and then it was just more of couples counseling. And there was a point where it seemed like we were making progress and to where our counselor thought that maybe we weren't going to need it anymore. And then we had this horrible argument, which got initiated by the finances. And then when we had our next session, she goes, it's probably a healthy time just to take a break to really assess what's going on and, you know, find what the value is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what.
It doesn't sound like there's much that you can hold on to right now. And I think Steve's suggestion, go ahead and file.
Well, here's what I would do, though. I would say to him, if you don't go back to Every Man's Battle and then come back and be involved in sustained victory, go to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting every week, get counseling on your own, separate from us, continue in the marriage counseling. If you don't do that, I'm filing for divorce.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's a better plan, and maybe have in mind like a 3-month window, because the separation has to have some structure to it. Otherwise, he's just off doing his thing and perhaps getting his ducks in a row. You know, the focus on the money, you know, I don't know what he's up to. So I think that you have to prepare yourself, set up the criteria, and get your own legal advice so that you're ready that if in 3 months you don't see any marked change or willingness, then you go ahead and you file.
Yeah.
But
I
would go talk to an attorney.
Yes.
Just so that you know what your rights are.
But I wouldn't tell him.
I wouldn't tell him. I would just go to get information.
Well, and then if you do that, when you sit down with him, you can say, if you don't go to Every Man's Battle again and then come back and do all this stuff, I'm going to file for a divorce. I've already talked to an attorney. That will really get his attention. And then you're going to see if there's any hope. I'm not wanting you to divorce. I'm wanting that step to finally get him to see, I've got to do something different.
And it may not it may not happen, but it's certainly something you need to do before you actually do the filing.
All right. I'm so glad you called.
And I'm so sorry you're in this situation.
Yeah. I'll send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I hope that would be something that would help you. And I'll send you Worthy of Her Trust to give to him. And I'll ask everybody to pray that something miraculous might happen here, because he needs a change of heart. It is so sad. Here's a 14-month-old baby.
Full of right life, there. You can hear in the background.
Yeah. So many good things could happen in your life if he would just surrender, finally surrender. And you know, I've said this many times, surrender doesn't necessarily mean that you have this big emotional experience. Just saying, okay, I'm going to comply with what other people have done to get better and hope that something will happen along the way here. Just compliance is a form of surrender if you can't surrender any other way. All right, 1-800-229-3000. And by the way, we talked about him going back to every man's battle. Sometimes that's what it takes. And it's January 13th in Washington, D.C., and then all the way across the country to February 2nd in Seattle. Come be a part of that. Now, let me play a clip from TV.NewLife.com. It's on Living Light. We're heading toward January, and it's that time of the year when a lot of people are having a hard time fitting into jeans and other things. But more than that is what's on the inside that is such a heavy, heavy weight. And what we're going to do is go from losing weight to be a living light, to let God's light so shine through us that weight and food and those kinds of things aren't the issue. It will require transformation. So listen to this from New Life TV. Today I want to talk to you about our new focus in the area of weight loss. It's called Living Light. A lot of people say, well, what is it? What's it all about? Well, I've tried to come up with a handle that we could every morning wake up and say, hey, how am I doing in these five areas? And so I've come up with this acronym of L-I-G-H-T, LIGHT. Living Light, of course, is about living in the light of God's truth, and then it so saturates your soul with grace, it takes that burden off, and then you don't need the burden of weight. It's losing weight from the inside out from a spiritual perspective. And let me just tell you what light stands for. The L, the first letter of light, stands for letting go and surrendering your life to the Lord. Okay, and so, wow, if you want to hear what those other four letters
stand for,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go to tv.newlife.com, you get some free time there. And I tell you, the other thing to do is come join us January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Orange County for this amazing experience in weight loss and life gain. It's going to be spectacular. I'm really excited about all the new material, much more focused on the spiritual this time than ever before. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, please. All right, let's go to Marie from Huntington Beach, California, listens on KKLA. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's going on with you today? And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I just want to give you a little background because I called you about my son. He's 22. I had to take him out about 2.5 years ago because of a lot of different things. But I just recently found out from my daughter that he gave her marijuana for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I saw my son in July the last time, and I just saw him for Christmas. And he's had, like, a 25-pound weight gain since July. And
wow.
Excuse me?
Wow.
That's a lot of weight.
Uh-huh. In a short time.
Yeah. And I just, my daughter doesn't want me to say anything because he's living with at my mom's house, and she didn't want me to say anything to him because she doesn't want him to know that I told him about him giving her pot. But mm-hmm. I'm really concerned about this weight gain, and he said that it was because he got pneumonia over the Christmas, over finals in college, and I've had bronchitis before, and it made me lose my appetite. I don't see how pneumonia would make you want to eat. It just doesn't make any sense that he would gain 25 pounds that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I don't know.
So the question for us is what?
Do I say something, even though my daughter doesn't want me to say something about what he, about the him trying to give her marijuana and ask him if he has a problem, or because I don't want to ruin the trust with my daughter, but he has a problem and I don't want something bad to happen to him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you certainly can comment on what you observe, Marie. I mean, you have observed him looking very different than he looked and expressing concern over that and over his health, I think, would be very appropriate as his mom.
You know, it seems like you guys want to hide from the reality of his problem with pot. I mean, for somebody mm-hmm. to give pot to your sister for a birthday present says that's pretty important in my life and probably is pretty central. And when you worry about his weight gain, you're missing the issue, because the issue is what he's doing with the pot. And it's certainly demotivating him. It's certainly doing something to his weight. You get at that, and you'll get at it. The other thing is, secrets maintain the mm-hmm. dysfunction. Secrets maintain the pain and the hurt and the misbehaviors. So some way that you say to your daughter, Grandma needs to know because he's living there,
yeah.
And I'm just going to tell her what happened, mm-hmm. and you need to be okay with that.
Yeah. Even if she's not okay, I think it's time that you do deal with the reality and help.
Right.
I want to know if somebody living in my house. So we'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Jill, you had just one more comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment to kind of sum up for Marie. Marie, I think... you know, coming back to my comment about commenting on what's observable, I think that's a starting place. And then you can, you know, move into your concern about him. And then you can just ask him about, you know, his drug use. That it seems like more is going on with you, and I wonder about your drug use. You don't even have to mention your daughter or how you found out about the pot. But the fact that you kicked him out 2 years ago, I suspect that the drug use was involved then. Yeah. And so why wouldn't you suspect that? You know, when you see radical changes in a behavior that hasn't been going well to begin with, that's an obvious thing to go to. So I think jump into that and let him know your concerns.
And also, I think go ahead and tell him that you're going to tell his grandmother or tell her beforehand.
You're going to talk with his grandmother.
Right.
So that she's aware.
Yeah, you care about him, and you're going to risk him being upset with you mm-hmm. because yeah. his well-being is more important than his upset.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. Right now, because it is end of year, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Steve. You?
Doing all right, and this is such a crunch time. It's such a crucial time, and we're so grateful for everybody that has supported us, and we love you. Thank you so much. But we really do need year-end support, like every other ministry.
Absolutely,
does.
And I would like to just share a little reason why. I just went back to my desk as the radio started, and there was an email from somebody. Mm. I want to read most of this to you.
Okay.
Then this is, I'm just doing this so people know why we're seeking money, to help people like this lady who wrote this note. Merry, she's Larry, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I would like you to know that because of New Life Ministries and all the hard work and dedication by you, Steve, Dave, Sherry, Jill, John, Henry, Mylon, Chris, and Jason, I'm building an awareness and gathering tools to help me transform my life one thought at a time. While attending Take Your Life Back, I learned so much valuable information. One lady suggested I speak to a therapist that was in the back of the room. Taking her suggestion seriously, I met Julie Davis. I wasn't long before I saw the value in what she teaches, and I flew up to where she lives. This gal who's writing this writes in Southern California. Julie lives in Northern California. So I will forever be grateful to her for that referral. I now attend a weekly sustained recovery group and a call. And again, I'm grateful, but most of all, hopeful. New Life Ministries is making a difference, and I'm committed to breaking the chain of child abuse and sexual abuse, setting boundaries, learning to laugh at life a little bit more. With all the new tools I've collected from my toolbox, I'm confident my life is going to improve, and I will continue to spread the word about New Life Ministries. Your team of volunteers, employees, and staff, and board of directors deserve a standing ovation. I know that's not why you do it, but you have too much heart and love for Jesus and his lost sheep. I was one of them. Thank you for all you do for New Life Ministries. So
that's pretty powerful there.
I just think, you know what? If that lady hadn't attended that workshop, and she said she had a note she wants me to forward on to you, Steve, and she said in that note her husband stumbled across the radio station just last year.
Oh, wow.
KKLA here in L.A. And had he not done that, had we not been able to broadcast this program, this lady would still be living in misery.
Wow.
And now, she's living in hope, and it's because you folks listening cared enough to make a gift to keep this thing going. And if you can do it again, we really needed this as we close out the year.
Well, the radio program really is a combination of the counseling that some people receive. It's the only counseling that some of them receive. In other cases, it is the thing that tells people about what we're doing in our intensives, and then they come or getting a counselor. And some of our biggest supporters are people that we just referred to someone in our counseling network. And so we need help to stay on the air. We need help to continue to do our intensives. And our goal is always life transformation. And you know, Larry, you go to every one of those Every Man's Battle workshops, and we just heard about a man that didn't respond to it, but most people do respond. Most people do.
And it's amazing. I mean, I am telling you, these guys walk into that workshop, and they do not want to be there. They're embarrassed. They're full of shame. They're thinking they're walking into a group of perverts, and they're wondering what they're going to look like. And seriously.
They're a pervert now themselves.
Yeah, and they walk out of there just different men. They are on fire and ready to go to work, and they're going to go love their wives the way their wife needs to be loved.
Mm-hmm. And I love they can actually make eye contact with people for the first time.
And it's really special.
And in case you're wondering, you know, our folks, I mean, they go to church more. They do more locally. In the church once they come back, because you know it's a spiritual transformation as well as emotional and many times physical. So please help us if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. What's the address if they want to mail something, Larry?
P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California 92609.
Do it again.
You ought to repeat that.
Yeah. New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California 92609.
All right.
And everything needs to be postmarked by the 31st in order for you to take a deduction this calendar year if that's important to you.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To join us here, 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. And let's go to Anna from Tampa, Florida, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hello there. Anna, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate your help very much.
How could we help you?
A little bit of my background. I was pretty much abandoned by my parents when I was 14, and then forced into a marriage at 17 that was abusive. And I developed PTSD from childhood and spousal abuse. And along with the PTSD, I had a lot of addictions went with it, you know, alcoholism, gambling addiction. And I got help for the PTSD. I feel pretty good every day, and I've changed a lot. I mean, I'm almost 60 now, so it's been a long road and a lot of changes. But I find that I'm very grateful for my recovery of the, you know, a lot of the things that I did beat. But I still have a couple of things that I'm holding on to, namely gambling. And I don't drink for the most part anymore, but only when I do gamble. And it's a problem. And I feel like I'm just doing that because I don't want to completely sever my old life. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
And I'm stuck. And it's like I have all these tools that I've gained from my education, therapy, and I love people and I want to help people. But this thing is like a chalice that is holding me back from really being all that God created me to be.
So what is the specific question that we can answer for you?
What do I need to do to, like, step over into that zone of, like, complete and utter freedom of my past? I mean, for some reason, my unconscious self wants to hold on to it, the familiarity or something. How do I cut the cord on that? Tell me what to do.
Well,
cut that cord.
But tell us, I mean, when you gamble now or you drink now, is it obsessive? Is it excessive? What are you struggling against now?
The drinking, although it was a real problem in the past, the drinking I could take or leave. I won't go to a bar or a restaurant and drink. I don't drink at home. I'm too busy for that. I don't have no time for that. But if I do walk in a casino, I have to have a drink. And I gamble more than I really can afford to do.
And why would you walk into a casino? Why would you do that?
Just to shut it down, like the everyday, you know, frustrations and stuff. Just the, you know, the whole atmosphere of being in the cave.
So it's an escape?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So a lot of times we try to recover. And, you know, trying, it just isn't the same as surrender. And a lot of times we don't surrender because we're not convinced we can have this contentment. And I've found that people that gamble, they are not content with their current status. And you're saying, yes, that's true. I want to get in there. I want to get into that world. I want to leave the world that I'm in. And I think that if you could go headlong into recovery, you would find contentment, satisfaction, what they call serenity. Now, you may need to jumpstart that by coming to take your life back. Or you may need to jumpstart that by going to a recovery retreat where they, you know, you're focused the whole weekend on recovery, around recovering people. Are you in a Bible study? Or there needs to be more than just doing the recovery the way you're doing it for it to have the power to change your life.
Well, right. Well, who knows, Anna, that you have a struggle with gambling? Who else knows?
I do go to a counselor for it, and not many other people know.
Okay.
Except the counselor.
Okay, and there's part of it
okay,
right there.
Well, so that needs to come out into the light and
right.
in your recovery process. But, Anna, I also am wondering, in your therapy, if you are touching on, you said, I just can't let go of this piece. So I'm wondering what this piece represents for you and what it's connected to or who it's connected to. Because sometimes we don't want to let go of something because even though it's negative, it might be our only connection to either a part of our lives or a person that we haven't either fully grieved or resolved issues with.
Definitely. Well, I should say the part of my life because, like I said, I've been living vicariously since I'm 14 years old, although, mm-hmm. you know, I've overcome a lot. I mean, I was even involved in prostitution at one point.
Yeah.
And I'm with that immorality, done with all that. I mean, I've come a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like that has been such a part of my life for most of my life that, you know, the empty slate, when you picture your mind, the empty slate about the what if, oh, you could write your own story on this slate, it's scary. And I'm afraid, you know, I'm afraid to live the vanilla life without all the vicariousness and the crazy. I really am. I mean, I feel pretty good, like mentally and stuff. It's just I can go a week or two without hit the casino or anything else. But then, you know, the bird will fly over, and instead of telling it no, I just say, yeah, I deserve it. I've worked hard this week. I'll go, and then later, of course, I regret it. And
let me just jump in here because. Since your counselor is kind of the only one that knows, see, you don't have anybody to call. You don't have any support. You need a lot of support
mm-hmm.
if you truly want to live
You can't
this
just
different
let go
life.
Without something
yeah.
in its place.
No, your secret. Right. It's a secret, so it's like glued to you. Because
and
nobody
still
knows.
Has amazing power over you. So, you know, you have to be willing to give a different approach a try. If you really want things to get better, you have to be willing to do that.
Well, I was very, very heavily involved in 12-step programs and recovery church and this and that, you know, in the past. And that's where I got where I am today. So
mm-hmm.
I understand.
So
I understand that I'm having a very hard time connecting with people in recovery. I really am. very hard time.
That's because you got a secret that you don't want anybody to know about. Mm-hmm. You start, you bring that into the light, and you'll see that things will begin to be different.
And Anna, did either of your parents struggle with addictions?
Oh, yeah. My dad was an alcoholic, and my mom, she didn't drink, but, yeah, she did the gambling, and she's a narcissist, and I can't even have a relationship with her anymore. She's abusive and the whole deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad passed away.
Okay.
So the reason for that question, Jill, would be?
Well, because that is a connection, perhaps, to your mom. You can't have a relationship with her, but that's a place where, okay, you're similar to her. So there's that negative
kind of a sicko connection.
Yeah. But it doesn't make sense. It's not logical.
No.
It's you know, from an emotional experiential place.
And if you could see, Anna, how awful that is to be connected that way to your mother.
Well, it's a traumatic attachment, really.
It might begin to break the attachment, yeah.
And, you know, you were talking about that blank slate, you know? If I could project onto that blank slate all the stuff you're missing because of this, you don't want to miss things that you've had in the past. But you're missing so many blessings in the future by staying there. And I wish I could just play that movie for you on your blank slate, and you'd say, ooh, I never dreamed life could be that good, that rich. And maybe that would be motivational. But I think you've got to come out of hiding, is what we're saying here, and ask your therapist
with healthy people
to help you do it.
People.
Yeah. Get some help with coming out of hiding and see where that leads you. And look, you did some things before involved in recovery, Recovery Church. That was then. You're at a different place now. You're frustrated. You're calling a radio show to get some help. So get back in there to those things that you did before.
They may
have a totally different impact on your life. I believe that they will. I'm hoping that they will.
You definitely nailed it when you said frustrated. I feel very, very frustrated. I hear what you're saying about the connection to my mom. And that's the thing about myself I can't stand is that I'm acting just like her, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me, but I can see where you're coming from.
Right. But it's all you have with her.
Yeah, and your
Take Your Life Back is coming to you. I'm going to send that to you. What's that date?
Oh, your slate isn't clean. Your slate has a strong connection to mom in some unhealthy ways. So think of it that way, too. You want to erase that.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Hold on. I want to send you Take Your Life Back. And, boy, I wish you could get to that that intensive that we're doing. It's going to be powerful. And, I'll tell you about the intensives when we come back. But if you want to join us, we'll be here for a couple more hours, 1-800-229-3000.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever. And, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. The next intensive that we're going to do is Every Man's Battle, January 13th. Then we do the weight loss, Living Light, January the 20th. And this profoundly life-changing intimacy in marriage intensive is February the 17th. And then Take Your Life Back, March the 10th. If you are struggling and you need more and you want to have relief, call us. Ask us about these intensive experiences. I think it could be the best thing that you ever do. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll go to one final caller here, but we'll be on for another couple hours. You can join us, 1-800-229-3000. And right now, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk with Andrew, Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. My question today, what do I do with my fear that I may have memories of being sexually abused that are not true?
Hmm. Did you go to a counselor and you feel like maybe they dredged some stuff up that wasn't true, or how did they come about?
Well, I have one memory that has always been with me that I know happened. And in recent years, I've had dreams and flashbacks that have made me suspect that more happened than I remember. But I also have a lot of fear and anxiety around that.
Okay.
And yes, I have worked with a counselor.
And so you're worried that some of this isn't true?
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's ask Dave and Jill what they think here.
What if it isn't true? What is the concern in that, Andrew?
Or what if it is?
Yeah.
I guess there's my fear if it is true, I feel like I'm betraying. I feel like that I'm betraying my family members. If it is true, if it's not true, I feel like I'm betraying myself.
Mm. So you're caught in a bind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some memories are not accurate. They may represent something that's true, but they're not necessarily accurate. Memories can be implanted by things that you see on television or that somebody tells you about sometimes, because you question whether that happened to me. I think that you go by what you know for sure. Mm-hmm. And then
you start there.
That's where you start. And then what I do is I suggest to people that you pray. And your prayer is that God will show you what is true and what isn't true. And you're going to leave it in His hands until the time that He feels you're ready to understand it. So you don't keep searching. You let it go. You know from one memory that you're confident in, you know what happened. And a counselor can infer from that some things maybe that might have also happened, but it's a might have.
Well, it doesn't have to be a treasure hunt.
No.
Like you have to dig up and know all the facts.
You're not an abuse archaeologist.
Right. Absolutely. So you deal, like Dave, what you said, with what you do know. And then you deal with the feelings and the fallout of the effects of whatever happened in your childhood. Because sometimes we are impacted by things that actually are more subtle than one big event or several mm-hmm. big events. It all kind of works together. Even when there is abuse, a lot of times there are emotional neglects and misattunements. and other, you know, lesser kind of abusive situations mm-hmm. that really wreak havoc in a person's life. And those are the things, the feelings that you had growing up are sometimes more important than actual pinning down, this is exactly what happened.
Or this has happened and that's why I feel that way. You may
right.
feel that way for other reasons, but
right.
if you focus on it, then you really create a conundrum within your mind with trying to validate what is true, and you can't validate it because memory isn't totally reliable. And if you have a confident memory of something that happened, work with that. It sounds like you've worked with that, and then just turn it over to the Lord and say, God, you show me what is important for me to understand, and if you don't show me anything, I'll accept that as well.
Mm-hmm. One way that you might be able to get into that is just mm-hmm. to, in a prayer, say to God, I surrender to you the unknown.
Yeah.
I'm not going to obsess over it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to give it to you, Lord, and you do with it whatever needs to be done. If that is to verify it's true or for me to just move on with my life, whatever. But surrender it to God. Maybe that's the way that you could be free of the obsession over it.
Well, and I think also some work needs to be done in looking at how you feel like you're going to betray your family. Mm-hmm. Naming the truth is not a betrayal of your family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's stating the truth about your life, and it is okay to do that. So I think working with allowing yourself to have permission to state what is true or what might have been true, mm-hmm. and then dealing with how you feel about those family members in your therapy. Mm. And that can be
okay.
can be done in your therapy.
Yeah.
All right. Let me send you Take Your Life Back. I think that'll help you a bit, and really hope that something we've said has been helpful here. Well, we've said it many times. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is the same number that you call if you can help us here at Year End. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, you can go online at newlife.com, or you can go to the app. We do have an app, and if you've never downloaded that, it's the New Life Ministries app. I hope you'll do that.
Steve?
Yes.
You know, one thing we never really mention or focus on with when we talk about the need to give and support this ministry, and that is that I think, you know, in all the years prior to even when I was on radio, the one thing about New Life that stood out is that we talk about things that aren't necessarily talked about or didn't used to be talked about amongst
mm-hmm.
Christians.
Yeah.
That we give a place where people can actually say out loud the things that they are embarrassed to share at church, right? You don't
right.
walk up on a
yeah.
Sunday morning and say, you know, I've got a sexual addiction.
No.
Right? That's
well,
a scary thing.
They're even embarrassed sometimes to share with a counselor, but we've been doing
right,
this.
Right.
We've been in counseling as counselors for so many years that it's like nothing shocks us.
Yeah. But
so that helps us
right.
when we're on the radio as well.
Right.
It is a place where people can go and come and share things, and that's the beginning of resolving
mm-hmm.
things so that they can go back and be in a church in a totally different way.
Right.
We can't do that without your support. And so if there's any way you can help us, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, please, or go to newlife.com. It's just so important that some of you come alongside here at the end of the year. Please do everything we do in the coming year, including these wonderful intensives that we have. Everything we do changes because of your support. And, you know, I have a testimony from somebody who went to Every Man's Battle who said, this is truly the first time in my 30 years of life that I feel unshackled and free. That's from a 2-day intensive. First time in 30 years. Help us if you can, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you want to join us on a future program here, next 2 hours, we're still in the studio, 1-800-229-3000. And let me end by saying thank you to all of you who have supported this ministry.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.